Hello,
Hello,
this is hey, buddy. This is Pops and JKT from Black Mike Studios in
Northeastern Pennsylvania.
I almost forgot what I was saying there.
Yeah, he missed the intro.
That's right. That's okay. So,
how's everyone's week?
Good.
Yeah, good week.
How do you like the cold?
I want summer to happen again.
Oh, really? I want snow.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have a foot of snow. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, at least. Why not? If you're gonna have snow, you might have a foot of it. So, what are we gonna talk about today?
News for If we're gonna news, let's give our subject of the day. We're gonna talk about after the news and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So today's subject, we're gonna do conspiracy theories.
Right.
So if you want to listen, stay tuned.
Yeah.
After the news and after our first ever movie review.
Okay.
All right. So the news. Trump, basically at a rally, bashed that Parasite movie for winning the Oscars, which he,
I guess he wanted a United States film company.
But,
yeah.
Like, you know, he shouldn't be mad about that. It's a good movie. From what I've heard and what I've seen of the movie.
Can't even understand it.
Well, so what? You can read subtitles.
Oh, down. That's lots of fun reading while you're watching a movie.
I'm sure it'll come up in English dubbed version where you can read.
I doubt it, but
some anime.
You know he's all for America.
Yeah,
to make America great again.
And he complained about Brad Pitt being how he about when he went up to the Oscar. He called out the Senate for acquitting Trump.
Oh, did he? That's not for that.
Yeah. I mean, okay. He should. I don't think the Oscar should be political. Personally, I don't think there should be a political stance. Accept your award and move on like that. Like that comedian said when he was giving his that was in the Oscars. That was the other thing speech where don't use it as a platform to promote your
agenda. Right.
Promote your political belief. Just accept your award. Thank your manager. Thank your family. Thank God and get off the stage.
Right. That would be the best.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing. I don't think actually get political is then they start don't liking each other and blah 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 blah. Like,
right.
Everyone has a different opinion. It's how the world works.
So
all right, anyway, past that. Well, all right. Do you want to get into the movie review?
Well, what else happened in the news?
That's true. Wait till one.
Oh yeah. My other son was telling me that they passed a law that they can shoot any, I don't know what state it was in. Any dog that, as long as he sits there and be quiet, they won't shoot him. But if they bark or whatever, they can shoot the dog.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Any dog
can be shot if it's barking. By police.
If it's barking.
By police.
See, I thought that was fake. Cause I didn't know that. And then they could really. All right.
What did it say?
Oh, it says, okay, did a federal judge rule police can legally shoot and kill dogs? A wily, is this it? No, wait, it's saying it. This is from 2016.
So, okay.
So I put in 2020. Oh my gosh. The internet is so slow. Let me put 2020 after it. That makes it. No, is it all 2016? Oh, there it is. Right here. Police can shoot dog if it moves or barks. So this is the Washington Examiner. The police, if they enter home. So, I don't care about the. Okay. A ruling from the Sixth Circuit Court serves as a warning to dog owners. Teach your dog to sit still and be quiet or risk police just the probability of shooting. Oh my gosh, there's so much pop-ups. Shooting the dog.
Huh.
I'm trying to look on what court it is, what, you know, state or whatever. I don't really see I see the circuit court, but I don't know what the hell that is. Mark and Cheryl Brown auditioned the court. Oh my gosh.
What's
this
that?
This website keeps on putting pop-ups in front of me before I can read it. Ads.
Oh, the federal court.
What?
Federal court held that up. Whatever. What court?
The circuit court.
Oh, Sixth Circuit Court.
Yeah. What's the, I don't know what that is?
Oh, I'm not sure what that would say. So it's covered. It might be New York, maybe.
That's an awful law. I understand that if the police officer feels threatened to tell the person, "Hey, put your dog away. I'm feeling threatened by your dog." They have the
Right.
right to do that, or to put it out, take it outside or whatever, put it outside in the yard. But shoot it? No. They shouldn't have the right to do
I
that.
know.
Is there any other news stories? Oh, well, not news per se, but PewDiePie, the famous YouTuber who is like the most subscribed person on YouTube, he's back on
Right.
YouTube after a 30-month break.
Oh, they take a vacation or
Well, he
whatever.
was just on stop. I think he was on something YouTube in general, but he came back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, maybe it was a break because of
What
his
does he do
marriage.
basically?
Game commentary videos, which is just talking over a video and
Oh,
it's
okay.
like that kind of stuff. And shoot, what else does he do? Live streams,
Okay.
and now I'm surprised he doesn't do a
Oh, how about
podcast.
that girl they found after 360 days, the one that was missing, or 380 days?
I
Look that up.
girl found after how many days missing?
I thought it said 360
You can
days.
see how did that segue work, Dad?
What's that?
You just like, oh, on that girl's missing for 68 days.
Yeah, I seen it. I heard about it.
South Carol, that's girl found dead.
No, she was found alive.
Yeah. I must include 360.
No.
Angela L. Morris. Her body was
Oh, she was
found.
dead. This one's found alive.
That was last year anyway.
No,
I don't see this.
I thought I heard
Let me
something.
look up. Hold on.
Look up one more thing.
One look on Twitter. So streaming on Twitter. Twitter is the place. Sometimes I talk about stuff on Twitter like that. That kid being bullied.
Oh, yeah.
Australian bullying victim Quaiden Bales. I don't know how to pronounce the name or anything. Was bullied and his mom posted a video of him saying he's gonna kill himself and blah blah blah.
They raised money for him.
I don't know what actor or comedian it was that raised like $30,000 or something like that dollars
That was
to
nice of him.
that was nice of
Who
him.
was he from, Australia?
I don't know, Dad.
Oh,
I'm
he's
not
from
gonna
some
I'm not well,
countries.
that's where the kid's from is Australia. I'm not gonna into
Nobody should be bullied anyhow.
Yeah.
I can see being picked on a little bit.
Apparently, here's a conspiracy theory
Right.
about this whole situation. You ready?
Yeah.
It's all a scam for his acting career. He's 18 years old.
Oh, really?
Apparently, but that's what people say. I'm not saying it's true. There is no proof of that. Well, at
Oh,
least that
okay.
I see. He looks like a kid, but then again, he could just be a little person,
Right.
a midget, whatever. Oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? I'm
And for me,
But he's a working actor and is known to be problematic at his school. These are photos from his IG and a parent's response. These are pictures from the kid's Instagram,
oh,
apparently. Again, I don't know. I don't believe people.
never know what you can trust these
Yeah,
days,
exactly. I mean, I believe that no one should be bullied personally,
right.
because
That's a bad thing, anyhow, just to start off with.
yeah, being bullied at a young age like that, even if it's not true, but in general, it's awful, is what I'm
Okay,
saying.
turn on MSN. I want to see what other news around the world happened.
Oh, here's something for you Friends fans. The Friends reunion is happening with HBO.
Really?
Yep, HBO confirmed it.
Oh.
Well, I must have been wanting.
No, if you like Friends, I
I never
really
liked Friends.
I never liked it either.
I think it was
It's
that
sort of
funny.
funny, but I don't think it's that funny.
I don't think it's that funny at all because there's a laugh track. The laugh track kills it
I
because
think that other thing is funnier.
what?
One's from New York.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Not him
The
personally. Other guy.
neighbor.
Yeah.
I think The Office is funnier than Friends. I love The Office. That's my
Oh.
favorite show.
Okay, you made it on.
All right. Oh, a new show to premiere on Amazon Prime. It's only this. It's called Hunters. It's about It's based on a true story about Jewish people that would hunt Nazis in the USA that were hiding out.
Oh, really? That's fun. Oh, it's a true story.
Yeah, we can watch it downstairs then after this is
over.
Oh,
okay.
That looked interesting to me. I think they're all Jews, or at least most of them are Jews. Anyway.
They say a lot of, like, Hitler's, well, Nazis or whatever, came to move to South America. Yeah. After the war. That could be a conspiracy theory. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so how were the movies this week? You went to see something.
No, we went. Don't even say
that's right, we. That's right.
You and my dad's girlfriend, my mom, we went to go see Birds of Prey. And man, this movie, what does it have right now? A 78 on Rotten Tomatoes. It had like an 85 when we went.
Right. It's dropping slowly.
79% audience score.
I fell asleep.
You always fall asleep. 90%.
I know.
And guys, on my Snapchat story, I gave it a 7 out of 10. But that's wrong. It's not a 7. It's not. Because, okay, it was trying too hard to be DC's Deadpool. It was trying way too hard to be that. And it's not. It's... Let's just say... Okay, so if you don't want spoilers... Skip forward a little bit, like a minute. Skip forward a minute. So the movie, it was funny at parts, but
it was too slow.
It was too slow at parts too, and it was like, oh, you don't know this person. We're just gonna flashback a week before. You need to catch up to speed.
Oh,
I'd rather have it where it shows you all the different perspectives and they all conjoin instead of having that flashback bullshit where you go forward, come back, go forward, come back. That was dumb. I didn't like the little girl's character, because in the comic book, she's like a mute girl, doesn't talk, and stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
And she becomes Batwoman at one part, but Birds of Prey was a major disappointment. That's what I'll say about it.
Do you think?
Did it
make the money back?
It made $17.3 million last weekend, I think. I'll look up how much money it made. Birds of Prey...
What was the budget?
The budget was $97.1 million.
Oh, so it made its money back then.
It wasn't as big as they wanted it to be. It only got $62 million in 11 days. If that movie was a Marvel movie, like an Avengers movie, that movie would have made like $100 million by now. I think there should be... I like that DC's trying to take a lighthearted approach. I like that. I don't like their dark bullshit. I like lighthearted, funny, ha-ha-ha, comedic things. I like the whole egg sandwich bit where it was her of an egg sandwich. That was funny. I thought I was laughing at that. But a lot of the characters get disservice in this movie. And a lot of the side characters you don't really care about. A lot of the other women in the movie, like Huntress and Black Canary and Renee Montoya. But I will say the best female cast member besides the actress was Mary Elizabeth Winstead. That's because she was really a standout star in that role.
I know why they didn't make money, because of Sonic, probably.
Probably. Sonic is way... Okay. I haven't watched it. They say it's way better. They say it's great. I will say this about that. There's a pre movie. Ewan McGregor, the guy that played Black Mask, was fantastic in the role. It was a great movie for him. And he's a great actor. He's going to be Obi-Wan Kenobi again next year. I can't wait. This 2019 has been that guy's year.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, what movies came out this week? The Call of the Wild came out, I think, today. Brahms, The Boy 2, which is a horror movie about a puppet or something. Let me review all of these. Oh, and The Raining of Birds of Prey is like a 5 out of 10.
Is it?
I think so. It was fun at times, but it wasn't anything super duper.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't give anything higher than a 5 or a 6. All right, Call of the Wild has 66% of Harrison Ford. And a 66 tomato meter score, a critic score, and a 90% audience score.
Came out when? February 21st.
Yes, today.
Oh, yeah, it's that. Yeah, that's today. I keep on thinking it's Saturday because I had off today.
The Boy 2. That 11% and a 45% audience score. So far, looking bad. Maybe if you were a fan of the first one, you might like this one. I don't know. I've never seen.
What's
this.
Emma? Is that Emma?
Yeah, Emma. You're right. You're right.
88%.
Yeah, I'm trying to click on it. It's just taking forever to load.
Oh.
Yeah, me and the computer. Or does he mean these are different computer? This computer's slow. Alright, Emma. What is this?
Oh, that's like an old time movie.
Old time, it has 88% tomato meter score and there's no
audience
score yet. And the Impractical Jokers movie is out, which I never liked Impractical Jokers. I thought they were not that funny. Let me look at movies that. What the? There are not that many good movies coming out this week, are there?
What's the matter? Can you find it?
I mean, like, there's a lot of weird ones. I don't know if that are going to be out in all theaters or not. Premature has 91% and no audience score cool. yet.
That come out yet?
I think so. I went to the homepage of. I was actually Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
I was accidentally closed the page. I was so like confused of what. All right, and Suburg. Suburg?
That's not high either.
It's an Amazon original. So if you have Amazon Prime, you watch it on there. It has a 37% man meter score and a 55% audience.
What's that little funny thing by that 37%?
With the splat?
Yeah.
That's their way of saying it's rotten.
Oh, okay.
And that means it's bad or whatever. You know, I'm honestly surprised that that there's a lot of. Oh, that Fantasy Island movie? It has a 47% audience score. Oh,
and 10%.
Tomato meter score. We talked about that last week, but I was thinking about that was, you know, it's based on an actual old TV show or old movie. It's
oh,
not
really?
At all. And, oh, wait.
Oh, Fantasy Island. That used to be on a TV show.
Remember?
He used to have a little guy, and he's going, pull the plane, remember? That's what he used to say.
I'm going to look up, I wonder if the Invisible Man came out yet. That looked interesting, I remember.
Yeah, it did.
That's the one movie you want, like, that one scary movie you want to see. No, it didn't come out. It didn't come out. Or 27, no, next week.
When does, what do you call it, come out?
What?
James Bond.
Oh, No Time to Die?
Yeah.
James Bond, No Time to Die. I look at the franchise. Hold on. There's like a 100 movies, man. That's so many videos. There's so many movies of these. Alright, No Time to Die. I think that comes out later in the year. April 10th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so maybe in April.
2 months, see. Okay. So
looks good. I mean, from the trailers.
Right.
Anything?
Oh, how about that? It's not about movies.
Yeah.
I just remembered something. How about that bad crash at the end of the Daytona 500.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Thank God he's out of the hospital now already. Yeah. They said the bar that he recommended to put in that stock car, that they put in all stock cars now, actually saved his life.
Really?
Yeah, so the thing wouldn't come crashing down on him. So,
yeah.
So now what they'll do with that car, they'll rip it all apart and see what they can do to improve the safety of the problem of any accidents like that.
Really?
Yeah, didn't you know that?
No, I know.
Yeah, that's what they do with it. Yeah, that's what they do. You know what his teammate was trying to do? Push him in.
Yeah, I know.
Make him number one, but and it went wrong. Yeah. So that was a bad crash.
That teammate probably feels really bad. Oh, I'm sorry. It's about movies again.
Oh, no.
But Sonic the Hedgehog, holy shit. Made $58 million. There's 60% critic score and a 94% audience score. So, guys, if you have kids or you just like Sonic, go see it. I already said that last week.
What do you call it? Sammy went to see it twice. Yeah. He said it was real good. So, okay. So,
oh, wait. Never mind.
What were you going to say?
I almost said movie review time. Was the movie review. I forgot we did it. Ad?
Yeah, we might have put our ad in. So.
The ad conspiracy theory.
Right. All okay. Right. We'll be right back.
Okay. And we're back.
Back. Now we're going to talk about some conspiracies. You probably heard about a couple of them, Mike.
Probably a lot of them.
who shot JFK. Yeah.
I'm just gonna look up online conspiracy theories while we're talking. So.
Oh, that's okay. Who shot John F. K.?
Okay. So there's different stuff. There's like three top people it could be. You know, the guy that did it. Sorry, it's not. The guy that did it. Who was that? Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right.
CIA, and the Russians. Apparently, there were three people there. Like three different
shooters. That's what they're saying.
That's what they say. One like over there. One like behind a fence. And one,
In the books depository.
Was it? I thought it was a warehouse.
No, it was a book depository. I don't know what that means, like a library, big library.
I think a book depository is like a book warehouse.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
I'm pretty sure. But yeah, so the theory is that either Lee Harvey Oswald was paid by the CIA to do it or didn't do it.
Right.
And was framed.
So what else is there?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Well, hold on. Alright. Well, here's a list of conspiracy theories. On the best website to use, not really, Wikipedia. Because they can be edited at any time. I hate using this website, but... Alright, how about... There's a lot of different ones. Hold on. Whoa.
What?
Wait. Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry. I gotta find the website I was looking at yesterday. Top conspiracy theories. All right. Anyway, while we're looking, there's different ones. There's like how, as soon as I can find it.
Oh, about this one, about landing on the moon.
Here's a good one. The moon landing. The moon landing. Right. Was it real? Did we really go to the moon? Or was it all in a Hollywood studio? What do you think, Pops?
I think we went to the moon.
You went to the moon?
Yeah.
I think we were just desperate to win the space race, Pops.
Do you think so?
No, not actually. I'm pretty sure we went to the moon.
Well, why do they think that it was filmed in?
Because I think during the footage of the moon landing, something happened.
Oh.
Where, like, I can't remember. Does it say here? No, it doesn't. No, it's a picture. It's not.
All right. Okay, how about the plane? 911. Oh, yeah, 911. Right.
Oh, 911, you're right. All right. Here's the thing they believe. Well, here's, like, the main thing before I read into it. People think that jet fuel can't melt steel beams. So did I until I looked up what's the twist. It's like when can
steel melt, beams twist.
Twist. And it's 400 degrees. I looked up how hot does jet fuel get. That's 410. So yeah,
it could twist. It can twist
steel beams. Steel beams itself can't melt until they're up to like 2,000 degrees burn. All right, here's the inside job conspiracy.
Right.
They point to a catalog of supposed inconsistencies in the official version of the attacks. Many of the technical conspiracy claims were debunked by Popular Mechanics magazine in March 2005, while other claims are refuted by simple logic. If a hijacked airplane did not crash into the Pentagon, as is often claimed, then where is the Flight 11 and its passengers? Are they with the Roswell aliens at Hangar 18? In many conspiracy theories, bureaucratic incompetence is often mistaken for conspiracy. Our government is so efficient, knowledgeable, and capable, so the reason goes, that it could not possibly have botched the job so badly that it detected the plot ahead of time or responded to the attacks. I find that hard to believe.
I think that was...
I don't know. Maybe they had a guy in there for a bomb or whatever, sure. That's understandable. One guy, a bomb.
And why didn't they find a body? Because they all burned.
Yeah, exactly. That's understandable. You know, not like a whole...
Right. And then the place collapsed.
Yeah.
So how do you know where the bodies are? Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, shit, sorry. Oh, that's actually, I'm pretty sure it's the one I heard about this one, about Princess Diana's murder.
Yeah.
Within hours of Princess Diana's murder, Princess Diana's death on August 31st, 1997 in the Paris highway tunnel, conspiracy theories swirled, as was the case with the death of John Kennedy. The idea that such a beloved and high-profile figure could be killed so suddenly was a shock. This was especially true of Princess Diana. Royalty die of old age, political intrigue, or eating too much, rich food. They don't get killed by a common drunk driver.
Well, that could happen. Yeah, it could happen to anybody. It's just her time to die, and that's the way it went.
That happens. Unlike many conspiracy theories, though, this one had a billionaire promoting it. Muhammad Al-Fayed, the father of Dadi Al-Fayed, who was killed along with Diana. Al-Fayed claims that the accident was in fact an assassination by British intelligence agencies at the request of the royal family. Al-Fayed's claims were examined and dismissed as baseless by a 2006 inquiry the following year. Diana's inquest, the coroner stated that the conspiracy theory advanced by Muhammad Al-Fayed has been minutely examined and shown to be without any substance. On April 7th of this year, the coroner's jury concluded that Diana and Al-Fayed were unlawfully killed due to negligence by the drunken chauffeur and pursuing paparazzi. But why would that guy go, like, you know, promote that they killed?
Yeah, I'm the father.
Yeah, but I'm
trying. You want his son to look bad.
There's more to that story than just that. I know that. Why? I've seen it.
I think she was cheating on the prince.
No, I heard that the royal family didn't like her, so they had her kill her.
Oh, really?
I heard about that. I heard about the father. That's why the father was promoting it. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's true, this one. This other one, not that.
What's that?
Subliminal advertising.
Oh, that was years ago. I heard about that.
Yeah, that's
where they put little messages in there.
Yeah,
like,
they've been doing that. Here we go. Here's this Lennon hoax one. In the 1978 film Capricorn One, American astronauts and NASA faked the Mars landing through a mediocre film. It was an innocent idea and one that would endure for decades. In 2001, Fox Television aired the program Conspiracy Theory: Did We Land on the Moon, which rehashed many discredited, discrepancies. Discrepancies between the official version of the moon landing and the photographs of the landing. Curiously, they never explained why NASA would distribute photographs that would prove that they had faked the moon landing. Websites such as badastronomy.com have pages and pages of point-by-point detailed refutations of the Fox claims. Of course, even if there was some credible evidence showing that the 1969 Apollo moon landing was a hoax, conspiracy theorists must also account for later moon missions involving a dozen astronauts, and there's the issue of the hundreds of pounds of moon rocks that have been studied around the world and verified as extraterrestrial origin. So how did NASA get rocks if they were on the moon?
Well, they weren't on the moon, right. So I remember watching that when I was 9 years old. I mean, they called us all in, like, we all sat on the floor, and then they had the TVs on, then landing on the moon. So, all
right, here's one that's interesting. Paul McCartney's death. People think that Paul McCartney died, all right, because the way he looks is so different when he was younger. Like, his face is different. It's because he's old. But they think it's because an actor's playing him, and he died back in the 60s.
Are you 70s. Serious?
Which dad? Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, when did that come out? The album. Do you remember?
I don't know.
I'm going to say like either late 60s or early 70s, at least. They think that album is about him dying, Sgt. Pepper.
Actually, Sgt. Pepper, I think, was that guy who did die. I was in the band in the very beginning. And remember, he goes, and here I may introduce to you. And they say that other name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that guy was in the band, but he went to war and he died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. They think, you know Abbey Road, the famous Abbey Road where they're walking?
Yeah, well, the three guys were in black, one was in white.
No.
White, what?
Here, I'll show you the picture. All right. Images. I don't look at their feet.
Yeah, three in black and one in white.
They're not all in black. I don't look at their feet. Sure. Okay. So, the ones in white as the priest. The ones in black as the mourner. McCartney's not wearing shoes, representing the dead body.
So he, no, he,
and the
no.
last guy's the grave digger.
Well, I don't know.
My one thing is, why wouldn't he be wearing shoes while crossing the road? That's like the one weird thing that I pick out from that, is why is he wearing shoes? Anyway.
It was just the album cover, remember. Okay, we did that one on AJFK. Right.
JFK assassination, we talked about that. The Roswell crash cover.
Oh, about the aliens. Nobody's allowed to go on that property.
Oh, you mean the, what the hell is this?
Huh? I don't know what the heck that is.
The fuck is the Chronicles of the Elders of Zion? It's a hoax book that purported to reveal a Jewish conspiracy to achieve world domination. It first appeared in Russia in 1905. It described how Christian morality, finances, and health would be targeted by a small group of powerful Jews. The idea that there's a Jewish conspiracy is nothing new, of course, and has been repeatedly repeated by many prominent people, including Henry Ford and Mel Gibson. Yeah. In 1920, Henry Ford paid to have 500,000 copies of The Prophets of the Elders of Zion published. In the 1930s, the book was used by the Nazis as justification for its genocide against the Jews.
Oh.
In fact, Adolf Hitler referred to the protocols in his book Mein Kampf. Though the book has been completely discredited as a hoax and forgery, it is still in print and remains widely circulated around the world.
Huh. You know, I haven't heard of it.
I've never heard of that either. Okay, this ain't a conspiracy theory. Satanic cults.
No. Okay, how about that one about, what were you talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
What?
About how JFK and Lincoln died 100 years apart on a
Oh,
Friday,
yeah, that's right.
Abe Lincoln and JFK conspiracy. All right, this is the website I was using last night, so I know how this website. All right. Okay. Here we go. Here's all these things line up 100 years apart.
But, right.
Abraham Lincoln was elected into Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected in Congress in 1946. Abe Lincoln was elected president in 1860. John F. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. The names Lincoln and Kennedy, between his seven letters, both were concerned about civil rights. Both wives lost children while living in the White House. Both presidents were shot on a Friday. Both were shot in the head. Lincoln's secretary, Kennedy, warned him not to go to the theater. Kennedy's secretary, Lincoln, warned him not to go to Dallas. Both were assassinated by Southerners. Both were succeeded by Southerners. Both successors were named Johnson. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, was born in 1808. Lyndon Johnson, who succeeded Kennedy, was born in 1908. John Wilkes Booth was born in 1839. Lee Harvey Oswald was born in 1939. Both assassins were known by their three names. Both names are comprised of 15 letters. Booth ran from the theater and was caught in a warehouse. Oswald ran from a warehouse and was caught in a theater. Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials.
That's weird.
That is weird. 100 years, Dad.
That might not be a conspiracy. That might just happen.
That might just be like a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
there's a lot. Like,
if you go online, what do you look under?
It's all conspiracy theories.
And you'll see all of them. About the last one we're going to talk about is the one that it just happened. What's his name? The one that got hung in prison or died.
Epstein?
Yeah.
Now, was he?
Is that was he killed?
Or did someone
kill him? That's a weird situation.
How do you hang yourself with paper sheets?
Like, how come the cameras didn't work all of a sudden?
Yeah, like, come on, Clintons.
Yeah, no, we don't know if they did it or not, but.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so.
Those are, a lot of them are interesting. Like,
yeah,
you
can read about all of them.
You can look up conspiracy theories, or just look up, like, for example, Elvis being alive, look up Elvis conspiracy theory, about that one I was talking about with Abe Lincoln and JFK conspiracy theory. There's a lot of conspiracies out there.
So.
It's interesting, honestly. They're weird. They're fun.
Right.
A lot of them get, like, deep and weird.
Yeah. So, well, is that about it?
I'm thinking about what else to talk about real quick.
Anything else?
I have a question for Pops.
What's that?
Do you know what the dark web is? Not wrong with truth, because I'm not going to bring this up.
Yeah, that's where they look up your social security numbers. And I don't even know what the dark web is.
All right. Now, the dark web is a section of the internet, right, that you can't just get into by, like, you can just, like, search up dark web website and go to it. You have to go through a certain thing to get to it.
Oh, really?
It's called a turnip on your computer. It hides your IP address. People will come, because if they know where you live, Dad, a person will come to your house the next day and fucking kill you. Yeah.
So why do all these people look up the thing? They're on your dark web.
All right. So the dark web is 6% of the internet.
Oh, really?
The World Wide Web is only 4%.
What?
What we use, it's only 4% of the internet.
What's the other 90%?
The deep web is 90%. I don't know what deep web is. I don't know what the hell the... So I imagine like an iceberg. The surface web, the deep web, and the dark web.
Ah.
So the dark web, I don't know how to describe it. It's like where you... Okay, so in the dark web, you could watch people...
Well, the illegal stuff.
A lot of illegal shit. Yeah. There's this one story on the dark web where this guy filmed him and his girlfriend beating each other with their kids, babies, like fucking hitting each other. Like... And they both went to jail. The cop... Because the FBI knows about it.
Right.
They know it exists. But there's also a whole cooking book on how to cook a human woman in the fucking stove.
Right.
Whole book on how to do it.
How do you know this stuff?
Because I've watched videos about it and how interesting. And they're actually pretty interesting, honestly.
That's too interesting.
I would never go on it. I'd be scared of someone coming to my house and shit.
Right.
And there's a lot of books on it, though. How to safely access the dark, deep and dark webs. Oh, Norton. Perfect.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you're that. I'm not going on that.
So.
But, it's honestly, yeah, it's a lot.
Why'd you bring that up, man?
I don't know. The conspiracy theories and that thing, I mean, like, they go hand in hand, call it. Because the dark webs and conspiracy theory in itself, there's a lot of, why would the U.S. government allow people to post that shit online?
Well, how about they sell, like, stuff on the dark web?
They sell, like, not...
Your social security number.
Yeah, you're right. You know, yeah, you're right. Credit card numbers, they sell fucking... You can buy like human body parts on there, eyes, liver, shit like that. There's a whole thing on the dark web on how much a human, each piece of your, you know, something like square, thing of your skin's worth online.
Really?
It's like $100. Come on, Dad, $100 right here.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So, okay, yeah. So how can they get a hold of us?
They can follow us on Twitter at PopsJakey. You can message us on the email popjktpodcast@gmail.com. Our Instagram is popsandjktpodcast. What else?
Facebook.
Facebook's popjkt fan group.
You said Instagram already.
Instagram I said already. YouTube jkt. If you're listening on Anchor, you can watch us on YouTube too. Whatever. Right. Or if you just prefer to watch us on YouTube, you can watch us on YouTube. Either way, works and supports us.
Well, we'd like to hear from you guys.
Yeah,
I'd
like to hear from you. Please send us messages. Tell
your friends.
Tell your family.
What?
It's fun to talk. I mean, we liked in the podcast. And then the YouTube, too. It's fun.
And then you can hear from us on Tuesday nights at
Restaurant Junkies.
Restaurant Junkies. We're going to Point Phillips Hotel, I think.
We haven't made reservations yet, so
we'll see where we're going to go. So
we'll hope there.
Right. Okay. Have a good week. You'll hear from us and see us next week on Tuesday night. So have a good week, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.